This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:05. Thanks for joining us for a very busy Tuesday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We have sunny skies. It's hot, humid, a high of 90. We're already up to 88 degrees at O'Hare, 87 at the lakefront.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Lots of analysis on the mayor's decision not to run for re-election coming your way during today's Noon Business Hour. But let's begin by taking a look at the markets at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco and Chris, the Dow is lower by 73 points or 0.25%, while NASDAQ is down 35 points. That is a loss approaching 0.5%. S&P lower by 9. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index down about 0.25%. It was worse earlier, but improved after a gauge of U.S. manufacturing hit a 14-year high. The Institute for Supply Management says orders, production, and employment at factories picked up last month. Amazon briefly became America's second trillion-dollar company today after adding $434 billion to its market cap this year. No one has benefited more than founder Jeff Bezos, who has added $67 billion to his fortune since January 1. Ford is revealing better-than-expected August sales growth, up 4%. Ford's U.S. sales chief is optimistic as well about sales for the rest of the year. As buyers continue to flow into showrooms despite concerns about rising interest rates, Ford shares higher, as are shares of Fiat Chrysler. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thanks, Elisa. On today's Noon Business Hour, we are going to be talking about the stunning announcement from City Hall today that Mayor Emanuel has decided not to run for re-election. Why? And what does that mean for the city? We're going to be talking with City Hall reporters and observers, Bob Reed, Greg Hines, Tom Hudson, and WBBM's Craig Delamore.
It's also Travel Tuesday. We'll tell you about some fall travel deals. Lots to come on today's show.
Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
We're looking at political shockwaves in Chicago today after Mayor Emanuel's announcement this morning that he is not going to seek another term in office. And we bring in WBBM political editor Craig Delamore at City Hall. Craig, what do we know?
Well, Mayor Emanuel's announcement, Chris, was a surprise. It was hastily called with almost no word leaking out. The mayor emerged with his wife, Amy Rule, at his side, and he said he's never shied away from a challenge, but he's made the tough decision not to seek re-election because he feels he's done what he can and it's time to pass the torch. Take education, for example.
The changes we have made together to our school system, universal full-day pre-K, universal full-day kindergarten, a longer school day and year, will add up to nearly four more years of class time for Chicago students. And in the end of the day, what matters most in public life is four more years for our children, not four more years for me.
Now, in business, the mayor sought to keep the downtown business district vibrant while also fostering development in struggling neighborhoods. Some dissatisfaction with that helped spark the large number of candidates challenging what they called a tale of two cities. Now, up to now, the candidates were all running against Rahm Emanuel. Now they are left to run against each other. So the political landscape has just suffered a seismic shift today. Live at City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Now let's get some insight and analysis from Bob Reed, business writer and contributor at Chicago Magazine. Bob, thanks for being with us. What do you make of this surprising announcement? Or is it surprising in your opinion?
Well, it's a shocker, that's for sure. When the reality of the message gets through, people are going to wonder what comes next. A total surprise? Maybe not. You know, there was some talk late last week in the Chicago Sun-Times that Rahm would not re-up for another term, and that has come to fruition. Now the question is, who's going to run against him? We know the current field, but there probably will be others joining in the fray. And what will be their attitude, particularly toward business and development and all that's going on in that area? That's going to be very interesting to see who emerges out of this field as a pro-business candidate and somebody that the development community and the real estate community and the business community are comfortable with.
We also are facing the problems in Chicago with shootings, just as the Jason Van Dyke trial is going to be getting underway. That is something that has kind of been in the shadows throughout this stay by the mayor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this has been a tremendous blow to Chicago's image, not only nationally but internationally. I personally think it will factor into Amazon's decision probably not to come to Chicago, even though on paper everything looked pretty good. But I think Amazon would have to think long and hard about coming to a city that has that kind of image and hasn't been able to get its arms around the problem. You're absolutely right. This has been one of the biggest issues of his administration, and the inability to deal with it and to handle it has really haunted him and his entire administration.
Are there certain areas, you mentioned Amazon headquarters, certain areas that whoever is the next mayor is really going to have to focus on and be pretty good in dealing with in order to continue what's been going on business-wise in Chicago?
Absolutely. The fiscal issues that the city faces are going to have to be dealt with. You know, there's the public pension crisis that is going to have to be dealt with. In addition to that, you have a lot of development occurring in downtown and near downtown in the West Loop. What will become of all of that? You have the big developments going on where in Goose Island. You know, the Amazon thing is still up in the air, but all of this are issues that the next mayor will have to deal with, and how they deal with it will be very telling. What will be the campaign, and how will it shape up?
There's going to be a
pro-development, or will it take on business and say we have to spread the wealth better than we have in the past?
There are going to be a lot of bets being made around Chicago today, Bob. Who, if not Rahm Emanuel, then who?
Well, you know, when you look over this, I don't think the current field is going to be the only field. I think you have a possibility of maybe Kurt Summers, the treasurer, getting into it. There's been talk of Val Jarrett. There's even been talk of Chris Kennedy. I have no inside knowledge about this, but would Pat Quinn get into it, or Bridget Gaynor? You know, Quinn has been behind that referendum to limit the number of mayoral terms. Maybe that played a factor into Rahm Emanuel's decision, too.
All right, Bob Reed, always appreciate you being on the show. Bob is a business writer and contributor at Chicago Magazine. Up next, some analysis on the mayor's decision from Greg Hines with Crane's Chicago Business, especially in regard to the Amazon headquarters.
Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There are questions about the potential economic implications of Mayor Emanuel's decision not to seek re-election. To talk about it, we're joined by Greg Hines, columnist at Crane's Chicago Business. Greg, let's begin with just your initial reaction, I guess. Is this surprising to you?
Yes, not shocked. There has always been a school of thought out there that there was maybe a small chance that the mayor wouldn't do it. Still, this is a huge development. Just about nobody really expected it, and it literally throws the city's future and its process completely up in the air.
Yeah, and that's you almost can't say what it might, you know, what sort of impact it might have on the city's business climate until you know who's going to replace him.
Yeah, I mean, just to say one obvious thing, that this mayor has been actively courting Amazon's HQ2. The stability he offered and the promises he offered were part of that bid. Well, if he's not there, you know, does Amazon say, well, wait a minute, we have to know what we're dealing with. Are we dealing with a business-friendly mayor? Are we dealing with a populist who hates big business and wants to tax the heck out of us? That's affected the mayor's proposal for a big pension obligation bond issue to refinance pension debt is affected. All of that is changes depending on who succeeds at the city hall.
If a part of the potential deal with Amazon is Rahm Emanuel, then are we in trouble with that?
I don't think this is helpful, but let's see how things play out. But I mean, put yourself in the position of Jeff Bezos. I mean, there's some reasons not to come to Chicago. The crime rate's among one. The state tax is another one. The reason to come is it seems to have the airport and the pro-business approach at City Hall that's attractive. City Hall has made it obvious under this mayor that's going to move heaven and earth to get this thing. Well, do you have that same confidence if somebody else is there? Maybe not.
Has there been speculation up till now that the mayor might step aside after two terms?
Just a little bit. But the fact that none of the other big names that you might expect to get into the race have gotten in suggests that that speculation was not very well considered, as it were. Now today I'm hearing all kinds of names. The grapevine is going crazy, and it's going to go crazier in the next 48 hours. If either one of you heads are just a big mayor, I could probably float your name and they get you some petition signatures if you'd like.
Do some of the things that have been moving forward in Chicago have an inertia that will maybe go beyond Rahm Emanuel? I'm thinking about the building boom. I'm looking at our studio window here. I see three cranes just here in our neighborhood along the lakefront. Is that just inevitably going to continue?
Probably, although eventually, depending on what office demand is, it could be affected. The one big one I think that now is pretty much set in concrete is the expansion of O'Hare, the $9 billion gate deal they recently struck. All the paperwork on that has been signed, sealed, delivered. The plans are set. The airlines are committed. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and find out about that. The Hyperloop, the express vehicle to O'Hare. We got to wait on
Elon
that.
Elon Musk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Greg, always good to have you.
Indeed we will.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. Greg Hines, we'll have you back soon. Always appreciate your insight. Greg Hines, columnist at Crane's Chicago Business. Still ahead, our Travel Tuesday feature, finding the best airfare deals for fall.
WBBM News Time 12:25. Let's get the latest on the markets. And here's Elisa Peretti.
Chris, we are still headed lower with the Dow down 63 points or 0.25%. Right now, the benchmark's at 25,902. NASDAQ falling 31 points or about a 0.4% move south, and the S&P down 9. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg lower by 0.25%. Crude oil futures are slightly higher, up about 0.5%, but moving above $70 a barrel. Now let's check in with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal. Pete?
Corn and beans have been two-sided here today. At the moment, we have September corn up 1.25 at 3.52 1/4. Beans up 1.25 at 3.66 1/4. Beans up 0.75 cents now at 8.44 1/4 in November. They had a 51.5 high and a 36.5 low, so they've been back and forth. And we have September wheat down 16 1/4, 5.02 1/4, and that is 11 off its low. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities and Normal. You can reach us at 800-779-1515.
Thank you, Pete. With business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Reaction is rolling in to Mayor Emanuel's stunning announcement that he won't be running for re-election.
It's Travel Tuesday, finding the best airfare deals as fall quickly approaches.
Stocks are lower on this first day of the shortened trading week.
There is some concern about hot classrooms as the Chicago public schools open on this hot, humid day.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 77, NASDAQ down 33, and the S&P is down 9 points.
A high of 90 this afternoon. Right now, it is mostly sunny, 88 degrees at O'Hare, 87 at the lakefront.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park.
And we still are discussing today's surprising announcement. Mayor Emanuel's decision not to seek another term is prompting national reaction. And we welcome Tom Hudson, Week Ahead columnist at McClatchy Tribune News Services in Miami, and also a one-time Chicago news reporter. Tom, what's your impression when you hear this?
Chris, lots of surprise, obviously. But I think, the question for business is going to be leadership volatility. I mean, we hear this a lot when it comes to Federal Reserve policy or fiscal policy or monetary policy, is that companies like to know what's happening. And here you've got a mayor who has of real corporate renewal and a great energy in the urban core in Chicago, companies moving to town, leaving the suburbs, moving back downtown, for instance, like McDonald's and others. And with his departure now, you have a leadership void, and corporations are going to be looking at that. And I think Greg Hines said it best just a few minutes ago. It kind of freezes the corporate activity in terms of long-range planning and how Chicago into those plans.
Well, and of course, we were all waiting to see if Amazon is going to be moving thousands of workers into the Chicago area.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I'm speaking to you from Miami, which is in that same race with Chicago. And there's 18 other cities that are still vying for those high paying jobs. Of course, Amazon had a special relationship with the mayor's office in Chicago because of Mayor Emanuel's relationship with Jay Carney, who's the senior vice president of corporate affairs at Amazon and the former press secretary for President Obama when Mayor Emanuel was chief of staff. So they had a very close relationship. Whether or not that is going to favor Chicago's bid, difficult to say. But again, it comes at a time, his announcement comes at a time when Amazon is, these cities are just waiting for Amazon to make either the next cut or to make its final announcement. It's been a year now since this was announced, and a lot of these cities, Chicago included, are just very, very keen on figuring out if they're going to be in their final group or whether or not they win the prize.
Talk about what that freeze might be like in Chicago's role in the global economy. Thinking there's been a lot of business investment here, a lot more on the way. I mean, obviously, we all know Chicago's a big deal, but it really reverberates all around the globe.
Yeah, it really does. You're right. I mean, supply chain management, transportation, healthcare, technology, hospitality, thought leadership, all of that certainly is within the diverse greater Chicagoland economy. But what we've seen here over the last several years at the same time that Rahm Emanuel has occupied the mayor's office is a real corporate reconcentration in the urban core. McDonald's moving downtown. A lot of these companies beginning to kind of reconcentrate themselves, and the impact on talent, these are companies that aren't bringing in thousands of jobs, but maybe hundreds of jobs, and they're bringing them into a market that is very competitive for talent, and the impact on paychecks for talent can be very positive at a time, frankly, when Chicago and Illinois needs to retain as much population as possible, if not grow the population and economic base for those fiscal reasons that have been stipulated elsewhere on the Noon Hour.
We've been having a debate in Chicago on whether the violence, the numbers of children and shot down and the violence issue would basically cut off the Amazon hope for this city.
Tough to say, Chris. I think every city in the final mix for Amazon's HQ2 has its challenges. The city of Miami, where I'm speaking to you and is in the running, has transportation challenges, also has some urban core violence problems to address. So I think while Chicago's problems are unique in that they have been given a national scale because of the sheer volume, I would say it's not alone amongst many of the cities that are vying for Amazon's HQ2 to have some of these real community difficulties, and one headquarters is not going to solve those, certainly.
Now, when it comes to a lot of businesses look at just the financial infrastructure, a lot of cities, though, dealing with the pension challenges and the budget challenges and property taxes, Chicago's certainly not alone in that.
Not alone in that, Cisco, but I think at the scale of those challenges, Chicago is in a unique and perhaps an unenviable position. Because not only are there Chicago problems, they are state of Illinois problems as well. And when businesses want to come in and grow, they want to grow in a climate that they know is, number one, going to be conducive to business and capital formation, and number two, is not going to be punitive, however the company may decide to design that. And I think the third thing is the fiscal challenges, pension challenges the city faces, and the fiscal difficulties that the state faces give competing geographies a leg up in at least their marketing message to companies to come to their town, to come to their cities or their states to forge new relations or to add jobs in those locations.
Hey, Tom, one other quick question, because this is obviously breaking today, too. We have a Supreme Court nominee dealing with a confirmation hearing today. Economists, business leaders, do they pay attention to this pretty closely?
Economists, probably more than business leaders. The Supreme Court nominee can certainly reshape business law in a way that can impact bottom line. But it depends upon, obviously, the case flow that's going into the Supreme Court and the time frame in which the Supreme Court operates, which is generally multi-years as opposed to corporate executives that have been trained and are awarded on a multi-quarter performance.
Always great to talk with you, Tom. Thanks for joining us today. Tom Hudson, week ahead columnist at McClatchy Tribune News Services in Miami.
Ahead, it's Travel Tuesday, tracking down the top airfare deals for fall.
An hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday here on the Noon Business Hour. With Labor Day now history, people are beginning to set their sights on fall destinations. Let's get some help on airfares. Ann McDermott is joining us, editor at FareCompare.com, based in Los Angeles. All right, Ann, if folks are looking to schedule a fall getaway, give us some ideas on where we can get some deals.
I'll tell you, you can find deals pretty much anywhere. Fall is a great time to fly because demand drops so steeply after family travel, and the airlines know it, so they lower their prices. For example, in October, I found Chicago to Boston, $79. That's a round trip, nonstop, major airline. Fort Lauderdale is $101. Los Angeles, $125. But the real story, I think, is Europe. Chicago to Copenhagen, $333. That's one stop, no long layover. That's also October. London, $397 round trip. Munich, $414. I could go on and on, but you probably want to ask me a question.
Well, no, I mean, I was trying to figure out where I'm going to go this fall, as I was hearing you say all those things. So is this one? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the more flexible you can be, the better. And when I say flexible, I'm talking about the days of the week to fly. Like some of these domestic trips, you know, it's like a Wednesday to a Saturday trip. That's where you get the super cheap deals. With the Europe deals, it's frequently like a weekday to a weekday, you know, like maybe a week or 2 weeks apart. But, you know, just nose around and you will find something. No kidding.
So when it comes to these deals, is there certain time frames where you got to get it done at least a week or two before Thanksgiving or before Christmas or something like that? When are the best deals?
Well, if you're going to Europe, like these European deals I found, like Copenhagen, $333 round trip. I found that last night. I found all these last night, the domestic ones. The only thing you really have to worry about is Thanksgiving. That, of course, will be very, very steep, except Europe, you know. And if you're considering going to Europe in November, perfect timing for all those Christmas markets that you'll see in Prague, in Copenhagen, everywhere.
How far ahead can you plan right now if you wanted to make a date, even after the new year? Can you do that?
It's a little bit early. You could, if you, domestic fares, we usually say, book it, you know, no earlier than 3 months out. And for Europe fares, no earlier than 5 months ahead.
All right, Ann McDermott, always appreciate you being here. Ann is editor at FareCompare.com. Lots of places with deals this time of year. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. Still to come, a look at what's moving Wall Street today as the markets are all headed downward.
An hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the markets are dragging a bit to start the holiday shortened trading week. We are joined by Michael Palumbo, manager of TMT Perseverance Fund and author of the book Calculated Risk. And he's here in Chicago. Welcome back to the program. Two headlines I'm just reading. One is that Amazon now has a $1 trillion market cap. And at J.P. Morgan, they say that the next crisis, financial crisis, will have flash crashes and social unrest not seen in 50 years. And this is something that could be coming in the next couple of years. These are two very different outlooks.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris and Cisco. Thanks a lot for having me on this very newsy day today. You know, the J.P. Morgan story, I really don't want to comment too much on it just because I think I don't want to ever talk about a company that has a reputation, J.P. Morgan. It's kind of a goofy story, to be honest with you. I don't think that it's other than fear mongering. But as far as Amazon, it's incredible what they've done, and they hit a $1 trillion market cap today, and that's the first time they've done it. They're still behind Apple. Apple was the first company to make it. But Amazon is just a steamroller, crushing everything in its path, and it doesn't show any signs of abating. It's basically been just a juggernaut in online retail, as people know. But they're also doing very well in ad sales now, and I think that's what's really driving this latest market move up. The stock's up 100%, basically doubled in the last year. So it's been a heck of a horse, and it appears to be continuing upward.
You mentioned the very newsy day with Mayor Emanuel stepping aside, not going to run for reelection. How do you think that affects the business portion of the city?
Well, I try not to be political. All I'm going to say is that the job of mayor in Chicago is an incredibly difficult job. We need somebody in there that can handle it. So let's see who, you know, we have a lot of candidates that have stepped up. We're gonna have to see during the debates what we get. And I honestly don't think Mr. Emanuel did his job. So I think that's a good thing for the city. And I don't like it to get too political, but this city needs better leadership, and hopefully we're going to get it.
Appreciate your insight. As always, Michael Palumbo, manager of the TMT Perseverance Fund, also author of the book Calculated Risk. You'll find past programs later today, a podcast of this hour, at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the all-new Radio.com app. Bloomberg checks the markets next. WBBM News Time, 12:55. Let's check the markets as we wrap up the noon business hour. This report sponsored by Door Systems. At Bloomberg, here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, we are coming back from deeper losses. The Dow is down 37 points, NASDAQ falling 29, or about a third of a percent now, and the S&P lower by 7. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg is lower by less than 0.2%. New numbers from the nation's factories have eased some of the concerns that U.S. disputes with trading partners is hurting business. The Institute for Supply Management finds orders, production, and employment accelerated in August, and its overall factory gauge is at a 14-year high. Investors are still concerned about Nike and its new Just Do It ad campaign starring Colin Kaepernick. There's been a backlash and calls to boycott the brand. Nike is down the most of all of the Dow stocks. And Facebook is weighing on the NASDAQ and S&P shares sinking about 2.5%. An analyst refers to Facebook's revenue slowdown and the greater scrutiny from regulators as a toxic brew. Sponsored by Hiscox Small Business Insurance, with business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.